Welcome to a little podcast for sharing happiness, where you don't have to think about anything. Just relax for a bit and listen to our stories.
For me, I find a lot of happiness when I'm doing Taekwondo and when I look back at my journey. I still remember how I started. I was about 5 years old, and my parents signed me up for some Taekwondo training, as my parents wanted me to learn some self-defense. I really liked it, and I started to continue the training sessions. After some time, my trainer asked me if I wanted to try joining tournaments, and I said yes. I still remember how excited, but also nervous I was. Although I lost my first tournament, I still have good memories of it, as I remember how my family and teammates cheered me up. But that was just the beginning of my Taekwondo journey. I trained more and more, and I started to win several tournaments around North Rhine-Westphalia. I also started to go to tournaments around Germany, which I often also won. I was really happy and proud of myself at that point. But there were not only ups, but also downs. After some years, my trainer asked me if I wanted to join tournaments outside of Germany. Although I was quite hesitant about the idea at first, I decided to go for it. Unfortunately, I lost my first fight. At the next international tournament, I also lost, and this made me quite sad and frustrated at some point. Another down was when I was in high school and focusing for my finals. I did not have enough time to train, and I only participated at a few tournaments a year. I often lost my matches, and this made me really frustrated. I was starting to feel more pressured, and I was a lot more nervous before my matches. I thought that I was not improving, or that my skills became worse. But at some point, I started thinking about my whole Taekwondo journey. All the experiences that I made, all the places that I went to, the fun I have, the friends I made, my family that supports me, and all the achievements that I made. I thought about how long I've been doing Taekwondo, and how much it has influenced my life. All of this is more worth it than just winning. Looking back at all these memories makes me really happy.
I started playing the clarinet when I was 7 years old. At first it was just fun, playing for relatives any chance I got. And it didn't matter how good I was. But then, over time, as I spent less time practicing because I had other priorities, I started feeling discouraged and insecure about it, because I wasn't making the same progress everyone else seemed to. Therefore, while I never gave up playing, I didn't let people hear me anymore. Years later, we spent Christmas with our grandma, and my sister suggested I play some Christmas songs for her. I hadn't touched my clarinet in a while because I had been busy, but I thought, it won't be that hard, and it might be fun to play again. So I did. What I didn't expect was what happened when I played. It wasn't amazing or anything, but when I was done, my grandma was smiling at me, tears in her eyes, and just said, "Thank you." She didn't have to say any more for me to understand what she meant. And that was when I realized, nothing had changed over the years. It's not about how well I play, it's about how much I enjoy it, conveying that through the music and letting other people hear it. Music kind of just gets to people. That Christmas it got to my grandma, because she hadn't heard me play in so long, and because she could see me being happy with it. Those few, honestly mediocre Christmas songs were the best present I could have given her. And seeing her this happy was the best present I could have gotten.
These were our stories of times when we experienced happiness that we want to share with you. We hope that at least some of it came across and made you smile.
Maybe this makes you think about some of the experiences you've had. If you come up with something that made you happy, feel encouraged to share it with someone.
And with that, we wish you all the best and hope that you can find some of these moments of happiness hidden in your own lives.